Tama Police there by Radiohead. You're listening to Arctis FM, what matters to you. Now, I have a very special guest in the studio here. I've got Tom DeBayo on. I hope I pronounced that wrong. I always get it wrong. But he's from the band The Vacationists, who I am apparently their biggest fan.
Yes, you are.
Thanks, man. So, Tom, it's good to have you here, man. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. And you pronounced my last name right.
Awesome.
Nice one.
Like, I've been going it over in my head like constantly, and so I've got it down finally. So your band describes itself on its Facebook page as a shimmery indie pop as filtered through a soulful heart, but how would you describe your band sound?
Well, I think that's a pretty good representation of like what we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like the soulful heart, because we used to have a trumpet player, and actually we used to have a saxophone player back in the day. So that's where like the soulfulness kind of came in. But more recently, we're kind of getting a bit more, I don't know, a bit darker, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
A bit like heavier, a bit more dancey as well. It's a bit less like laid back, but it's still quite like shimmery, I guess, yeah. And like noisy.
Awesome. And how did you guys actually get together?
Whoa. All right. So originally, so my brother, Matt, he worked at an office with this guy called Johan, and they discovered that we all actually went to the same school in Singapore, just at different times. So they got together and they started a band called the Sleepyheads. So like that went on for a while, and then then I got involved with Johan, doing like, it was meant to be like a solo thing. It's called Johan the Tourist and the Vacationist. So I got involved in that, and then that kind of developed into the Vacationist, and then we've had like a few different members throughout the years, but and like we're all just friends, so like that's kind of like the main way it all happened.
You guys getting up on stage and like mucking around and having a good time.
Pretty much. And like whenever we like hang out like all together, we often like, you know, just like talk about music. We'll like play music together and stuff. So it just felt natural that we start a band.
Yeah, awesome. So you brought out a new single called Bush Turkey. That's a really odd name for a song. Like, how did you guys come up with it?
Oh, so I'm not even too sure, to be honest. Johan wrote the song, or wrote the lyrics of the song. And I think it's an inside joke that him and his partner have. I don't know what the joke is. I don't know what it means. But the song was like about that inside joke. And I don't know. I didn't want to ask too much about it. Yeah. He's always been really reluctant to just like explain it. But yeah, it's called Bush Tag. The title doesn't really sound like the song.
Okay. Okay.
But hopefully, you know, it means something to him. So that's what matters.
Awesome. So they're off like having a good giggle that you guys are up performing a song called Bush Turkey about this in joke, and you're just like standing there oblivious to what it is.
Pretty much.
Cool. So your new single is very distorted and rock sounding, but your first EP was a lot more chilled and ambient. I'll play a bit of it now so everyone has an idea of what I'm talking about. So what brought in on the change in sound?
You know, like probably just because we've run through like different members in the band, and like there's always like we've been together, like me and Johan have been in the band for like 4 years now. But like throughout that 4 years, there's always been different members. So I think it's just like the different members in the band kind of direct the sound a little bit.
Yeah.
So like I mentioned before, like we had some like horn players in the band before. Mm-hmm. And so we really wanted to use that. And so this kind of more laid back, smooth sound really fit that.
Yeah.
So I guess like now that we're just two guitars, bass and a keyboard and drums, it just lends itself a bit more to like a heavier sound, a bit more like atmospheric stuff. But also like we were playing that. So the Moon EP, that's what I just refer to it as, the Moon stuff. That was like just what we were kind of into at the time, I guess. And we often change like what we're into. And so then we just write a song that like suits that mood, I guess.
That's awesome. So how is it being in a band with your brother?
It's good. No, it is good. Like, we can be, cause we've had like a whole lifetime of like having to be like honest with each other and like not having to beat around the bush, I guess.
Mm.
So where it's good that like we can just be like, we can say stuff to each other that's about the songs and it's not taken personally or anything.
Yeah.
So that's good. And that's what's also good about like being in a band with like pretty good friends is just like you can be really kind of brutal at times, yeah. Which I think is necessary.
No diva moments or anything.
You know, I have my diva moments now and then, but my brother keeps me in check.
Nice, nice. Now, you guys have played so many different venues in Sydney, from like Oxford Art Factory to Mr. Falcons. Do you have a favorite venue you like to play?
Ooh, favorite venue. Oh, yeah, probably. Lazy Bones.
Lazy Bones, right.
It's awesome. Because the stage is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, like, it's all, if you haven't been there, it's like just couches everywhere. And like, nice couches. So it's like, it's such a cool atmosphere. And you can just like move around. So many, like, because we got 5 members in the band. Like, Craig, the keyboard player, has like a pretty big keyboard.
Yeah.
And so a lot of venues we play, it's pretty squished and tight. But Lazy Bones is like, you can really move around and have fun.
Nice, nice. Now, this is something we ask everyone who comes on air, but our tagline is what matters to you. So I want to know what matters to you, Tom DeBayon.
Oh, man. Like musically or just like in general? Anything just in anything. General. Oh, man. I don't know. I think, well, I'll stick to music.
Yeah.
Because that's just what I'm thinking about at the moment. Like, I think, I don't know, making it easier for bands to play in Sydney is like, I don't know, a bit of an issue. I think, you know, we, like, our band have been around for like, 4 years or so, and it's always been quite a struggle getting gigs and getting people to come to the gigs and like the venues really supporting that. Like, obviously, you know, a lot of venues do that, but not enough, I don't think.
Yeah.
So I just think a bigger push for just live music would be great.
Awesome, man. Well, that was Tom DeBayon from The Vacationist, one of the awesome guitarists and my personal friend. But we've got a special treat for you. We've actually got the new single here right now. This is Bush Turkey by The Vacationist on Afters FM.